Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A Becker County jury has found DFL State Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury guilty in her burglary trial.
As to count one, we the jury find the defendant, Nicole Lynn Mitchell, guilty of the charge of burglary in the first degree. As to count two, we the jury find the defendant, Nicole Lynn Mitchell, guilty of the charge of possession of burglary or theft tools.
The case stems from an incident in April of 2024 when she allegedly broke into her stepmother's home. Mitchell testifies she entered the home only to check on her stepmother, Carol, not to steal anything. The jury's decision could have significant implications for her political future and the balance in the Minnesota Senate. Meanwhile, state lawmakers are reacting following the guilty verdicts. DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says, "I am relieved to see the end of Senator Mitchell's trial. The case's resolution brings clarity to the situation." Senator Mitchell told colleagues she intended to resign if found guilty of the crime, and she expects her to follow through on that pledge. Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says, "I applaud the jury and the prosecution for their diligent work to deliver justice in this case. The verdict only confirms the fact that Senator Mitchell's actions of the night of April 22, 2024, failed to meet the level of ethical behavior we expect from elected officials." In other news, a man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries suffered in a dirt track racing event Thursday night at the Isanti County Fair. The driver was airlifted to North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale for treatment. Officials say the registered vehicle was involved in a collision during a grandstand event called Night of Destruction. In other headlines, Democrats say the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill is going to cost Minnesotans their health care plans or raise the premiums for their coverage. Republican State Senator Glenn Grunhagen of Glencoe had this reaction.
Far from hurting Medicaid and Medicare, it's going to strengthen it by giving it to the people who really need it and not the people who are defrauding it or should not be on government subsidy.
Senator Grunhagen tells MNN he is working on his own health care reform bill and hopes to roll it out during the next legislative session. The 2025 Minnesota e-bike rebate certificate lottery application period will start in less than 2 weeks. There are new requirements to get a rebate under a recently passed law. Applicants must be under a certain income level or have a disability to qualify. Also, the rebate is worth 75% of the eligible expenses or up to $750 of the cost of a new bike. This is MNN.